Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus right across Far North Queensland. Carly, I'm so excited for Sunday night. I think our lives are going to change for the better. Forget about your Bachelorette. Forget about your Love Island or anything like this. There's a new show in town.
Yeah, and it's Hamish and Andy's perfect holiday, and Andy joins us now. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Carly. Morning, Seamus. How are you?
Mate, bloody well. Now, like every basic white girl who's just come back from holidays, you're going to be talking a lot about it. So over the period, what was your favourite place? Can you give us some of that?
You know, it's obviously a lot like Love Island, our show. We've got beautiful bodies that are going overseas and hanging out. I would say, look, to be honest, I think Alaska was just incredible. We had a fair few adventures in Alaska, but one included going out and amongst glaciers, and there was an iceberg. There's companies over there that go out and harvest icebergs. I know that sounds terrible in global warming, but these are smaller ones that have already broken off into the sea, so it's fine for the environment. To harvest this 10,000-year-old glacial ice for cocktail bars in New York for those, you know, swanky wankers, to be honest. So Hamish and I went out there and we're in the water trying to harvest our own icebergs at one point with the most amazing wildlife around. And if people haven't been to Alaska, it's just incredible.
Now, obviously, on camera, we're going to see a whole heap of hilarity. But was there one moment that happened off camera with all the travelling that you and Hamish have done over the years where you're like, God, I wish we caught that on camera?
Oh, I mean, there's some things that haven't made the show, which normally when, like, one of our best mates, Tim from university, still comes and films all our shows, and he's our general manager of our company as well. And then when anything happens to him, we kind of enjoy that the most. At one point, you'll see on Sunday night that I managed to locate the hottest chili in the world. It's never been eaten by a human until Hamish Blake stepped up. But at one point, Tim got some of the chili in his eye. We had to stop the whole record. And to me, that was the funniest thing that happened.
Now, mate, I'm at the moment, I'm losing some friends to babies and marriages and things like this, right? And you obviously, you know, it's the most famous duo in Australia, Hamish and Andy. But Hamish now has two kids and you don't have any. So do you feel like you've lost a bit of a mate? You know, he's not to his game anymore. He's not staying out late with you. You guys aren't partying as hard. Have you lost a mate to a family?
No, look, I think Hamish's kids are about to get old enough to be able to take care of Zoe. We still keep going on these particular journeys, and it's less at stake. So Fanny's old enough now. I think he can drive, can't he?
Right. He's designated driver for you two now.
Well, Eddie, we can't wait to watch tonight. But can we get you to stick around? Because up next, we want to play a bit of a game with you.
Oh, I've got to. Yeah, I reckon I can. Let's do this. I'm about to run into another. I'm out to another radio station. About to go into another interview. So you better be quick.
All right. I hope it's not Star FM. Okay, stick around. Good morning. It's Carly and Seamus. Welcome back. Now we have on the phone right now Andy Lee because a perfect holiday kicks off Sunday night on Channel 9. Hey, buddy.
Hey guys, I did stick around. It's okay. I've got a few more moments, and it's not Star FM. Don't worry about that.
Okay, good. Thank you. Still with hit.
Now, we've trawled your Wikipedia page like all lazy radio announcers do for research, and now people can post anything up there. We're just going to throw some facts at you on your Wikipedia page. You tell us whether it's true or not, okay?
Yeah, right. I'll see what my mum's been updating my page.
Now, apparently, in 2003, you released an educational CD called the Sing Along Times Table CD book. Is this true or false?
Man, that's a true one, unfortunately. I was in a band with my brother, and we were trying to make it big, obviously. And then we ran out of money to record our album. So I had an idea, why don't we record a kids' times tables album to fund the actual album that will become, you know, triple platinum. Unfortunately, the most units we sold was for the times tables album.
That is amazing. Did you actually have to learn your timetables for it, or did you have it in front of you?
No, I absolutely had it written out in front of me.
Yeah. Now, I assume this came about by you were watching The Wiggles and thought, geez, I can do that.
I suppose the Wiggles have been going for a bloody long time, but we would have done this in, I reckon, late 90s. So it was kind of before kids TV was taken. It certainly wasn't in my life at all. But yeah, it was an idea from a young entrepreneur to fund what was going to be a bigger global sensation of the band, and it's a sad state of affairs where that's the most units we've sold.
Now, the next fact, this is an interesting one. Apparently, you won the first series of Joker Poker, a celebrity poker show.
Certainly did, and I'd never played poker in my life, so it was embarrassing for all the other poker players. I think it was hosted by Osher, but Glunsberg, but back then he was called Andy G. And the funny thing was, as soon as I won, they took me into a room, and I thought, like, this celebration, right? They took me to a room and, like, read me the riot act about how bad gambling is, which it is, but and how addictive it can be when you win when you don't know what you're doing. And I was like, okay, this isn't quite the celebration I was hoping for.
Yeah.
They were obviously worried about you.
Yeah, thanks for the downer, guys.
The last fact, you were the winner of the TV Fugly Award for male personality in 2008.
Nah, that's got to be false. I don't know.
No, it was actually Hamish that won that. I think yours was, what, Cleo Bachelor of the Year 2006?
Yeah, I wanted to win back-to-back on that one. I wanted to go 4 years in a row, but unfortunately, yeah, they just gave us the one.
Well, I can't wait to watch 7 p.m. Sunday, perfect holiday. Thank you so much for joining us, Andy.
It's a pleasure, guys. Always be fun to have on.